Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Our number, if you'd like to be a part of the program today, is 718-506-1944. That's 718-506-1944. It's a free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area, and you're also welcome to take part in our online web chat today as well. Our guest is the author of the book Surviving Mental Illness, My Story. It's a Silver Reader's Choice Award. The author is Linda Naomi Katz, and she writes very candidly about her longtime struggle with mental illness and how she's been able to overcome that. And Linda Naomi Katz joins us on the Burke Allen Show today. Hi, Linda. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So you're based in the New York City metropolitan area, and as a young person, you first realized something was different about you and how you processed information. How?
I think it started in around junior high school or high school. I was a very slow learner back then, and I used to be involved with committee of the handicap. But I really noticed when I had difficulty making friends in school. And sometimes I had felt isolated and alone. And when I was in high school, I had the same problem making friends. But also, my father had gotten a job in New Jersey, and I had some difficulties. I didn't want to move. I loved Baldwin. It was where I grew up as a child, even though there were bad memories due to my mother's mental illness. And ever since, and I had developed a psychosomatic problem. And it was then that I realized that I was a bit depressed. You know, I was going to a new state, new school. I had to see a psychologist for a couple of years. And
how did that depression manifest itself? Because I think it would be very natural for a young person who has to move away from everything they've known before to a new area to be sad and to miss their friends and mm-hmm. to, you know, not want to make that move. How did you realize that for you it was something more than that?
Well, I don't think I realized something more until I went to college. And I developed an infatuation over this man named Al. And I liked him so much that it somehow grew. And I thought I was in love with him at that time. And when he didn't want to talk to me for 3 weeks, he didn't talk to me, I was very upset. I was so depressed. I couldn't eat. I couldn't concentrate on my studies. And eventually, it got worse after I graduated college because I couldn't find a job in the business sector, which was my main major in college, economics, and I wanted to work in the financial field. But I had a lot of trouble with my interviews. I wasn't motivated. The corporate world, I had one job and they fired me after 3 days. And eventually, when I couldn't find a job, eventually I had suffered a nervous breakdown and developed manic episodes. And
Linda and Naomi Katz is our guest. The book is Surviving Mental Illness. It's her own personal story, and it's a Reader's Favorite Award winner, a Silver Reader's Favorite Award winner. You can find it at bookstores everywhere and online at Amazon.com. If you've got a question for Linda or a comment, our number is 718-506-1944, or you can flash chat us today on the Blog Talk Radio Network. You've mentioned, Linda, that your mother suffered from a mental illness. As a young person, what tipped you off that something wasn't quite right with Mom?
I don't know. I didn't know much about mental illness back then. I was only 10 years old. So I can't really remember the exact time. I was in the fifth grade in yeshiva, and one day my father picked me up from school early, and my mom was there, and somehow she suffered a nervous breakdown and had to be hospitalized for about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. And, you know, I could tell there was something different about her. Sometimes when I looked at her face, it felt like she had these two big bumps on her forehead. And and it was really frightening for me as a child because I didn't know what my mother was going through.
And what were those big bumps that you're referring to?
Well, like on her head, mm-hmm. You know. I don't know how to describe it. Somehow she would make movements with her head that sort of, it's hard to describe. But it felt like she had these two bumps, and it was a lot different than with my mom. And eventually she got out of the hospital but didn't want to take her medications. Either she would throw them away in the toilet or she would purposely forget to take them. And my father and my mother had huge fights about that. And for years, each of us had to bring her medications herself and watch her take the pills. But there were huge fights, and I ended up crying a lot, getting depressed as a child.
And as you grew up, Linda, and by the way, our guest Linda Naomi Katz has suffered from mental illness her entire life and has written a book about her road to recovery called Surviving Mental Illness, and it's available in bookstores everywhere. As you grew into adulthood, you said that you yourself suffered a nervous breakdown. When you were finally diagnosed, when you finally said, you know, something's just not right here and this is not how it should be, what was that diagnosis? What is your diagnosis?
My diagnosis was bipolar disorder.
And when you're having a bipolar episode, when you're in the throes of it, what do you feel?
I feel like I'm on top of the world. I feel euphoric. I had delusions, hallucinations, hearing voices, racing thoughts going through my head, hearing this guy that I used to like, that I had developed that infatuation over, hearing him in my head would not leave my head, and hearing his voice telling him to call him at 6 a.m. One manic episode, I went to see a psychic, and I paid $2,500. And if you've seen my dad, he was so furious about that one.
I can imagine.
And I made rash judgments. I even went on a shopping spree once or twice. And I remember one mania episode where I felt as if I was the Messiah, a special prophet, because I heard people praying to me outside my building, not just ordinary people, but from Queens College, B'nai B'rith Hillel people that I knew. And I felt as if I was something important, you know.
And as someone who suffers from bipolar, along with those high highs and those feelings of euphoria, there's the other side, the darker side. And when you would go into the downslope of that cycle, what is that like for you?
I still get depressed out now and then. I was able to cure control the mania, but my depression kept staying. I still cry a lot, like I have these uncontrollable crying spells from time to time. I still get irritated. Sometimes still decrease of my sleep. My sleep patterns change. And I get really, really sad and feel like I'm alone and everything. And
And this book has been part of your recovery, written from the perspective of someone who has had a very challenging life, challenged by mental illness. In fact, the book, as I flip through it, does offer a lot of hope and help and inspiration to not only those who suffer and struggle with psychological disorders, but family members as well. Linda, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'd like to talk to you about how your illness has affected your relationships with others. Can you hang on just a moment?
Sure.
That'd be great. Our guest is Linda Baron Katz, and Linda's book is Surviving Mental Illness, My Story. It's a Reader's Favorite Award winner, Silver Reader's Favorite Award winner. Back with more with Linda Naomi Katz right after this on The Burke Allen Show. Hang on.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my...
Live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
For tour dates and more information, visit LandauMurphyJr.com. This is the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Our phone number is 718-506-1944. That's 718-506-1944. Feel free to call with your questions or comments, or you can flash chat us as well. For our guest today, Linda Naomi Katz. Her book is Surviving Mental Illness, and it helps break through some of the fear and the stigma of mental illness and focuses in on how to find health and happiness for those who suffer from mental illness and mood disorders, I guess, in particular, as well as the family members of those who are affected. Linda Naomi Katz lives in Flushing, New York, and this is her first book. It's available from Outskirts Press and bookstores everywhere and online at Amazon.com. Linda, suffering from this illness, how has it affected your relationships with others? You mentioned this young man in college that you were fixated on, Al. I'm assuming that never came to fruition, but it must make it difficult for you to develop meaningful relationships with just about everyone.
Oh, yes, definitely. There were many times, which partly was my fault, never knew the right time when to tell a potential someone about my mental illness. And it was very difficult with relationships. At first, in the beginning, I didn't want a person with a mental illness because I felt I had enough of that in my family with my mom and me. And but every time I went on dates, developed a relationship or tried, at some point, I told them about my mental illness. In fact, one time I went on a weekend getaway with a person that I was having a relationship with, and I told them about my mental illness, and I told them I have to take medications. He told me to forget about my medication. And that was then I realized that he was not the person for me. And a matchmaker even tried to set me up on a few dates. And one of them told the matchmaker that she has a mental illness. And the matchmaker told her, "How do you know that?" He said he heard rumors, which the rumors were true. So he never called me. So it, but later on, I decided to get involved with NAMI, the Friendship Network, where they help people with mental illness develop friendships and relationships. And I met a few people, and once I got stronger, I went back out there and dated until I met my husband, Charles, who, after dating him quite some time, I found out that he also had a mental illness, depression, dysthymia. And I told him about mine, and he was very supportive and understanding, and I am married to him this day, and he's the best husband I could ever hope for.
Ah, that's great. Congratulations. The book is Surviving Mental Illness. It's all about the road to recovery. It is the memoir of Linda Naomi Katz, who's based in New York City, and this is her first book. It's available from Outskirts Press at Amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. You had mentioned in the book you're an Orthodox Jew, and that has made dealing with your illness in your religious community, within your faith, difficult. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, it's very hard, especially in the Orthodox Jewish community. They're very biased toward mental illness. Most of the people in synagogues do not know about it, are not educated, and for me, as a modern Orthodox Jew, when I was dating, you know, I was trying to date Orthodox Jews, and it was very difficult. They ran away, they didn't want to know about it, so, and the Jewish community, is very hard. You know, in the Jewish community, they want women to have children. And with me, having children was very difficult for me. And if I didn't meet Charles, you know, I didn't know where I'd be. So, and I started to develop some programs in the Orthodox Jewish community about mental illness. One time was at my synagogue at Chavarat Yisrael, where I put a program together about dealing with stigma with mental illness. And I got three people from Community Access, an organization that helps people with psychiatric disabilities. And three people spoke, and we had a panel discussion, and over 40 people came, and even the Jewish Week wrote an article about it. And I was very happy about that. You could not imagine.
Sure.
And now I have my own peer support group that I have started for Jewish adults with mental illness. Because there are some Orthodox Jews who do have mental illness and don't know where to go for help, don't know where to meet other Jewish people. So I decided to develop this peer support group. And we're having one on December 23rd, Sunday evening at 6:30 at the Young Israel of Kew Garden Hills. And I lead that group. So.
Fantastic. Linda Naomi Katz, you're a very brave lady. The book is Surviving Mental Illness. It's My Story. And it's available now from Outskirts Press. You can pick it up at bookstores everywhere. If they don't have it, ask them to order it. And you'll also find it online at Amazon.com. And you have a website as well. Is that right, Linda?
Yes, I do.
And what is that website address?
www.surviving-mental-illness.com.
Very good. Now, once you were diagnosed, you said you had this nervous breakdown, you were diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Did you see a psychiatrist who prescribed medications to you? Did you see a therapist to help you with these behavioral challenges that you were going through? Or was it a combination of both?
It was a combination of both. When I first got sick, I went to my mother's psychiatrist. And I also was seeing a therapist at the Advanced Center for Psychotherapy. And later on, I had to switch psychiatrists, which was a bit difficult. But I decided to switch it to a psychiatrist in the Advanced Center of Psychotherapy where I see my therapist, because I thought it'd be better that way the therapist and the doctor could communicate with each other. And I really think it's important to do both. Some people choose just to do medications. I don't think that's a correct approach, because you're dealing also with problems in everyday life that affect your mental illness. And you want to overcome these challenges. And you can only do that through therapy. The medication only controls the symptoms that you have experiencing. It doesn't help you with life experiences, life problems that you have on an everyday basis. So I really think both.
And on a daily basis, as you continue, I would assume, to do both, even today, you still see a psychiatrist and you still see a therapist. Is that correct?
Yes.
And from a medication standpoint, if you go off of your medications or you were to not take your medications for some reason, are you cognizant enough to know that your behavior changes, you're acting differently, you're feeling differently, or do you need someone like your husband, like Charles, to help you with that?
This is before I met Charles. There were times I did go off my medications. But every time I did, I felt different. My legs felt numbed. I felt irritable. I was pacing up and down, you know.
Very anxious then.
What?
Very anxious.
Very anxious, yeah. So I felt differently. It could have been a withdrawal symptom, but I realized that then that I needed to go back on the medication. So I went back on it. And that was the only time that I ever got off my meds a bit. And you could see the difference, especially the numbness on my legs I had felt, you know. And that was, you know, I realized I had to get back on.
And one final question. Do you feel like someone can ever truly be cured from a mental illness like a bipolar disorder or another mood disorder? Or is it something that you need to learn to manage, like someone might manage their high blood pressure or their diabetes throughout their lifetime?
You know, I still wish today there was a cure for mental illness. It's not like, I think it's something manageable. I think, although there are very few people who have gotten off and who have been cured, but what if they suffer a relapse one time in their life? They're taking a big risk. And when it comes with mental illness, it's manageable through medications and therapy and a support network. Can it really be cured? I hope one day they do find a cure for it. But I think mental illness, at least for me, it's a lifelong thing. And if I have to take medications for the rest of my life, then so be it. But I can manage, I can get a job, I can go back to work if I want to. You know, I could still do things that I've done before. While I realized that I couldn't go back to the business world, I chose to go towards a career in mental health. And I found employment twice in mental health, and I was a peer counselor and a peer employment specialist, helping people with mental illness get jobs and to recover. And I always think that working is recovery in itself, because that way you are your person. You can help other people. So.
And you've certainly gone a long way towards helping other people with the book, Surviving Mental Illness, My Story, by Linda Naomi Katz. It is a silver Reader's Favorite Award winner, and it's available in bookstores everywhere and online at Amazon.com. It's a very brave story. You're a very brave lady, and congratulations on coming out the other end on this. If you'd like to visit Linda online, her website is surviving-mental-illness.com. Linda Naomi Katz, thanks for being a guest on the show today.
Thank you, Mr. Allen.
The book again is Surviving Mental Illness, the author Linda Naomi Katz. In Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you so much for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.